Shalom, this is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, hosting today's Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. Today's show is part of the Shimon series. This will be Shimon number 10. As I had mentioned in a previous show, Yahweh had healed me from low thyroid, and I have gotten many calls and many emails from the listeners who are searching for this information. And so I'm going to take the time in this show to cover how Father healed me of low thyroid. First, I'd like to put in my disclaimer. Again, as I've mentioned in some of my shows, I am not a doctor. I am a wife and a mother, and I am a believer in the Most High. And these are the things that I've been sharing in my health testimony of how He has been bringing me out for the last 23 years, at least, from Pharaoh's system. This is about coming out of Egypt. This is part of the renewing of our mindset. To come into homeschooling is to leave Pharaoh's system of education, to learn how to use the plants and the essential oils and the herbs and the food that Yahweh has created is coming out of the system for what they call health care. There is a place and time for a physician, especially during trauma when there's body parts that need to be sewed up and put back together. However, a lot of it can be avoided with food that Father's created, with essential oils and herbs. And then when we do get sick, I believe that we should pursue His way first instead of depending on the system. You know, and what I have found in coming out of Pharaoh's system in regards to medicine or healthcare is that many times I would take 3 or 4 steps forward only to fall back 2. A lot of times the enemy will come in and try to scare you and steer you back into the system. And of course, as we continue on with what's going on politically and socially in our country today and worldwide, being part of the system and their health care is very, very dangerous. And we will again be like it was in the story of Exodus with the midwives. Many times people are even persecuted and have their children taken away from them, or husbands or wives agree that they don't want to go through cancer therapy and be mutilated and go through all the expense and the mutilation and the sickness that can happen from cancer. And so a spouse will agree to the other spouse to do such a thing, but then the in-laws will come in, or the other brothers and sisters, and will be a lot of persecution. And so as we push forward to the day of the return and the restoration of Israel and the great Exodus, we are going to have to learn more and more to rely on these things. We need to get ourselves healthy. We need to live according to the Torah, the instructions for righteous living, so that we might breathe life more abundantly. And then when we do have a problem, we need to learn to try to figure it out and do it His way. And so there's much to learn on that path, and we need to glean from each other. And so let me begin with the story of how I began the process of seeking Yahweh for healing for thyroid. When I was in my teens, occasionally I would get a dry, flaky patch on my face. As I got to be 19 years old, and I used to work out all the time, I'd run 3 miles a day and play 4-wall racquetball for 4 or 5, 6 hours a day every day after work. I would just think that I was being lazy if I got really tired, and I would get into a sleep and I couldn't stop and I couldn't wake up. And anyone who has low thyroid knows what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just can't sleep enough, and there's a darkness and a fog that comes over you, and you just can't really think. And so even though I worked out all the time, and I still had these tired periods, it got to a place where when I was about 19 years old, that if I drank, especially something cold, then right after dinner, my teeth would start chattering. I was just freezing, and I would go into these cold spells. And I had no idea what that was. And then a relative came to visit, and they looked at me, and they said, "You have low thyroid." And I was like, "No way, Jose." And so I went to a chiropractor because I have learned to use chiropractors as my alternative health practitioners. Many times they can get you x-rays and blood work, and you can go through them and they will work with you on alternative ways to healing, or you can at least use them for diagnostic, even though I have found many chiropractors are not really into health like some of the others. But if you can get a relationship with them, you can use them or have them help you get prescriptions and things that you need for diagnostic tools so that you can go back to the drawing board and say, Father, okay, now I know this is what I have, and what essential oils or herbs or nutrition or juicing programs would you like for me to be on? And so I got the blood test, and the chiropractor who helped me with so many other things, they helped me and showed me how to get off of antibiotics for my strep. They educated me in digestion and nutrition. Well, they sent me for a blood test for my thyroid. And when they looked at it, they said, wow, this is way too low. I think you should go ahead and go on the thyroid. Now, looking back, I wish I had not done that. I wish I would have began taking herbs and nutrition to build the thyroid. However, this was in the 70s. And what my experience is that the 70s was the time that people were really starting to look at taking vitamins. And so they weren't necessarily plant-based and more assimilated by the body or absorbed. And then they kind of got into chelation. And then I discovered herbs. And so I wish I would have known more or done more with that instead of going on the thyroid medication. So from about the time I was 19, I began the thyroid medication. That got rid of the darkness that would come over me and the need to just sleep. Once I got to sleep, just to sleep through forever. I mean, I could sleep 12, 16, 18 hours a day sometimes. So that went away with the thyroid. However, through the years, I did carry this, the only way I can explain it is a thyroid headache, kind of a swelling around the head, if that's the way it feels. Anyway, one of the things I was told as a thyroid patient one was that it would not be as easy to conceive. And if I did conceive to have children, then I had a 30 to 60% chance of miscarrying, which of course I went 10 years from the time I was married to trying to have children, could not conceive, then lost my first baby, conceived, went 4.5 years, had a second baby, went another 10 years and didn't conceive. And so that was that first 10 years of my life. If it was a time when I couldn't go to baby showers, I couldn't show up because I was just crying and I was too hurt to be able to share with those who were having babies. I would send a gift, but I just couldn't bear to go through the whole thing. Now, one of the problems with the thyroid situation was that once a year I had to pay to go to a doctor, and for some reason, I guess because I was trying to conceive and was working with a OBGYN, that is where I began to get my thyroid medication. So once a year, I would go to my OBGYN, get my little pap smear, and then get the blood work for my thyroid, and then I could get a prescription renewed. So this made me dependent on the system. As I grew as a believer, I believe Father showed me, now this is my personal opinion, I believe this is part of coming out of Egypt. And there are some scriptures that we could apply about men not uncovering the nakedness. So the bottom line was I was dependent on the system, and I was learning during this time to use herbs and nutrition for healing my body and to help take care of my family. And of course, I was a believer, and I had gotten filled with the Holy Spirit of the Ruach, and that radically began to change my life. I believe I was saved at 7, but the power of the Ruach did not come upon me until I was 30 years old. And so it radically changed my life. I all of a sudden went through this 6-month to a year course of Father teaching me that everything was more real in the spirit than it was in the physical. And that I had been hearing his voice all my life. I just didn't know that's what it was. Because of course, coming from the background I did, I had no clue that there was these gifts and things that the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, would give us. And so I was also in an unequally yoked marriage. And I will talk about and share with that because I want to share with you the things that Father taught me during this time in relation to him. And that is actually where I began to learn what covenant was and was my road to Torah. So I cried out to the Father and I said, Father, I know that the days are coming that they're going to be difficult and you're returning and I don't want to have to rely on the system. I don't want to have to go back every year and have to pay for prescriptions and doctor visits. And I just don't think this is what you have in mind, Father. Please heal me. That was the prayer of my heart when I was about 30 years old. And I really didn't hear Father say or do anything until I was 35 years old. So I'll skip forward. We'll go back to that period of time later in this Shimon series on my health testimony. Okay, I'm remarried, and Father has given me this wonderful husband, and I'm very ill and sick from the stuff that I went through in that first marriage, which I will share in a testimony of how Father walked me through that. But here I was, I had anemia. I had a terrible acne at 35. I was told that I would grow out of it, but that wasn't happening. I had given birth to two daughters, and I had arthritic problems, and I was tired. I had adrenal problems. And so it was during this time, just after my second marriage, that I was very blessed and very well taken care of, and I began to learn about herbs. So I started using herbs to clean my blood, to clean my liver. I learned how to do coffee enemas, which, you know, in the health field, and especially in the alternative healing arena, which really it should not be alternative. The real alternative is what Pharaoh's system offers us. Actually, I think the terminology is backwards. But Father's way was herbs. So I used herbs for, I used to get swollen lymph nodes in my neck all the time and painful fibroids in my breasts, which were caused by too much caffeine for the most part. I'm telling you, the remnant out there, you need to look at removing caffeine, predominantly coffee, from your diet. I'm not saying that you could never have it, but I'm saying that if we really take a look of what we're putting in the Living Stones temple and we realize the vitamins, the B vitamins, that it robs us, we need to seriously look at not having a consistent diet of coffee. And seriously, look at taking soda pop out of your diet. It eats your bones up. And certainly stay away from the monster drinks and the power drinks that are damaging to the body. These are tools of the enemy to destroy your body. When you think about it, would you bring coffee into the temple of the living God and offer it up to him? This is something Father's teaching me. Whatever we put in our mouth, we are putting it inside the living stone's body that Yahweh wants to dwell in. So think about it. Is it something that you would take into the temple and offer up to him? And so I started learning how to use herbs to clean out my lymphatic system. I started learning how to use herbs for the blood, herbs for the liver, coffee enemas to detox and clean the liver. And then, though I didn't like it at first, then I discovered Barley Life. We'll be right back after this short message.
Vitality means life, and life more abundantly. When we walk in covenant and follow Torah, which is our Heavenly Father's instructions for set apart and righteous living, we are blessed. Barak is the Hebrew word for blessed. Strong's number 1288, which means to kneel or bending at the knee to drink from a pond or to present a gift. We bless Yahuwah when we bend our knee and hearts, and in return we are given the blessing back of the living waters so that we might live life more abundantly and have vitality. Father has blessed us with plants and the benefits of their essence. As essential oils or shemen, such as spearmint, myrtle, sage, nutmeg, geranium, myrrh, and German chamomile. These plants make up the essential oil blend Vitality, offered by Remnant Remedy. Vitality is used to benefit the respiratory, digestive, and glandular systems, including the thyroid, by simply applying topically over the thyroid area and enjoying its aroma of vitality. For more information, go to the Hebrew Nation Radio Store and click on Health and Wellness and then Remnant Remedy. Remember, your purchase helps support your health and this radio ministry.
Welcome back as we continue. Now, the way I discovered this was through muscle testing. I know that a lot of people have been taught that muscle testing is demonic. I will cover that in another show. It's all basically based on physics and the electricity of the body and the energy that Father's created in us, which was the energy of his power and his words that was in Genesis 1. And I was introduced to Barley Life. It is an AIM product. AIM, you can go to the bottom of remnantremedy.net and you can click on AIM and check out Barley Life. It helped heal my adrenals. It has kelp in it. The kelp would feed the thyroid. If you have a low in the afternoons and you're just so tired, I encourage you, start taking some Barley Life. Take it first thing in the morning. Wait at least an hour before you eat. Wait at least an hour or so after you have eaten, maybe 2 hours if you've eaten. But it's best to take on an empty stomach. Do not ever take with citrus. You will undo it, basically. The way I started out so that I could muster it up and drink it was I would mix it with grape juice. I encourage you to do that. Grape juice or apple juice. What would happen is my body just started coming to life and I actually started craving this. And then I learned that if I would take it first thing in the morning and then the afternoon, if I was getting that drain, then I would go and take a glass of that. I'd go lay down for about 30 minutes and then I would be fine for the rest of the day. This was important because at this time I had my two children. As soon as my husband and I got married, this was like over 18 years ago, the first thing that Father did was bring us children from broken homes. And so we had children that were living with us. We ran a children's home and I would school them Monday through Friday. We had prison babies that we took care of, babies that we would take from incarcerated mothers and bring home. So the first year that we
were married, we had like 9 children come to live with us. And during this whole time, Father's showing me how to also heal myself. So the time came for me to get my thyroid medication. In order to do that, I had to go back to the OBGYN and, of course, get my pap smear, go through the whole thing. Well, when I went and went to go get my prescription refilled, the doctor told me that Armour Thyroid was no longer available. Oh my goodness, what was I going to do? My mother had been on Synthroid. I had seen where she had had problems with Synthroid off and on through the years, and I actually almost died a couple of times and ended up in the hospital with some complications with Synthroid. So I wasn't really happy about Synthroid. And of course, by this time, I've learned that you don't want to take vitamins that are not plant-based, and I certainly didn't want to take a synthetic thyroid. So I went on the Synthroid, but then I went to a chiropractor and he used muscle testing. Now, his muscle testing was different. He used an instrument that you held in your hand and would measure the frequencies. One of the things that the muscle testing told him was that the thyroid medication that I was taking by Armour Thyroid, my body was allergic to, which then began to explain why my head would swell, I would get what I call a thyroid headache. And then I did a little bit more research and found out that Armour Thyroid was made with pig thyroid. Now, mind you, I was not a Torah believer at the time. However, I always loved the Old Testament. I believed what the Bible told me about all scripture was profitable for reproof, etc. And so I'm thinking, Father created us. He knows what's best for us. And even though I didn't think that I needed to obey the commandments of the Torah, I knew that it was best for me to obey the commandments and not eat pork or pig. I was never a fan of it. And the fact that I found out that it was in my thyroid medication, I'm thinking this is not a good thing. So again, I cried out to the Father. I went to that chiropractor, and through the muscle testing and the frequency testing, he discovered which homeopathic remedies for thyroid was best for me. I took that home, and then what I did was slowly but surely, I would cut back on the Synthroid medication that I was now having to take because Armour Thyroid was not available, increasing and taking the homeopathy medication as he instructed, so that eventually, within about 3 months, I was no longer on the thyroid medication, but I was on the homeopathy for a few more months, and I kept taking Barley Life with the kelp, and I would also take Bladderwrack tincture, which is basically a seaweed. And again, so please understand, I had actually taken 3 years of taking herbs for my lymphatic system, for my blood, making sure that the colon was clean and taking herbs for that. So it was a process. I had spent the time, the money to clean the body, clean the house, make sure all the major body systems was being taken care of. Then I began the homeopathy. This is just the way Father provided it. And I felt that if the Armour Thyroid wasn't no longer available, then Father would help me and show me what he was going to do and how to lead me out. And so it was a Ruach-led situation. And again, I highly encourage you to read, study, pray for how Father might want to take you out of Egypt. It will not be the same for everyone. You may take 3 or 4 steps up forward and fall 10 backwards, but don't give up. Keep pressing in. I believe that he wants to show you how to do this. You know, many times it's told that no one can be healed of low thyroid. There are some things that we were going to talk about thyroid, though. First, I'd like to share with you, there is a book called A More Excellent Way, and it's a ministry of Pastor Henry Wright out of Georgia. Now, I would like to say something about this book. A lot of people use this book because what they do is they look up ailments and they look for the spiritual cause behind it. And so I'm just going to read an excerpt from this to you. However, I want to preface this with this. This book is written from a Christian perspective, and I believe there's a lot to be said for it, a lot of truth and application. However, let us keep in mind that we are a body and we have a spirit, and it is important to be walking in Torah. I do not believe that there's just a spiritual problem for everything when in fact we are violating the laws that benefit us and bless us to heal our bodies and to keep us healthy. So I think you need to keep a balanced approach. Follow Torah first and the food laws. A lot of illnesses are lack of nutrition, lack of the proper vitamins and minerals. However, they could be, many times I believe this is very true, I believe that the sins of the father passed down to the 3rd and 4th generation go into our DNA, go into our cells and genes. And so when they say, oh, you must inherit that because your parents have diabetes or cancer or whatever, we do not have to accept that. However, it may be very true and prominent in our lives. It's some ground that we have to reclaim. We have to reclaim it by admitting our sins of how we've been living, the sins of our forefathers, the way they've been living and eating, and our non-observance of Father's instructions for righteous living that we might breathe more abundantly. So please look at the whole picture. It's not just spiritual, as this book many times will portray it to be. One of the things that I found very interesting was that they indicate from the research that fear and anxiety is the cause of low thyroid. I will read an excerpt from the book on hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's disease, which is the manifestation of lowered levels of thyroxine being secreted by the thyroid. In the second stage of the general adaptation syndrome of the fear, anxiety, and stress profile, the thyroid is directly affected by stress, causing an undersecretion of thyroxine. The treatment programs provide for synthetic or animal derivatives of thyroxine to replace the deficiency. Note, I did say animal derivatives, which we will talk about in a moment. Many people have been healed through the ministry of anxiety disorders that included Hashimoto's disease as part of the profile. The majority of these people who have been healed of fear, anxiety, and stress no longer have this disease. This disease is considered incurable in the medical pharos community, may I say, but I'm here to tell you that's not so, says the author. Just as the thyroid malfunctioned because of fear, anxiety, and stress, when fear, anxiety, and stress is eliminated through ministry and deliverance, the thyroid kicks back into balance and begins to secrete thyroxine correctly again. In hypothyroidism, which is the result of fear, anxiety, and stress, there is an autoimmune component which kicks in involving white corpuscles which collect at the thyroid location, causing non-bacterial inflammation and swelling. This advanced stage is called Hashimoto's disease. In this case, self-hatred, self-rejection, and guilt become a major root, with fear, anxiety, and stress becoming a rider component. In either case, many people are well today because of the deliverance and ministry programs for them concerning these kinds of manifestations. This is the more excellent way, says the author. Interestingly, in my life, I, at the age of 3 years old, had a witch that came to babysit me when I was young and my mother had to work and my father was on TDY overseas with the military. I knew in my spiritual life and had been delivered of that actually a few years before I started the physical healing with the herbs, etc. Father had shown me that my first daughter was born with the spirit of fear. He showed me where it originated and how it was passed down. And so we went through some deliverance and prayer and anointing for this spirit of fear. I literally saw a demon, and I had carried that fear with me my whole life until I was delivered and was replaced with the spirit of the joy of Father. And that spirit of fear tried to come back and ravaged my life many times during those years while I was trying to be healed. I overcame the spirit of fear by reading the Torah and the scriptures and the passages that talk about fear not, for I am with you and I will uphold you. Be not dismayed. And I realized from reading chronologically through the scriptures, not realizing I was reading Torah, that it is actually a sin to have fear of anything or anyone other than Yahuwah Elohim, the living God. And so I had to purpose myself to overcome fear and look fear in the face. It's not easy, but the more we do it, the more we rely on His word and realize that He wants us to only fear Him and what will happen if we displease Him. That is how we learn to fear. The beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord, or the fear of Yahweh. So there is something to pray about and to look at that situation of how is stress, anxiety, and fear operating in your life. Of course, at the time, I didn't know this. I was just led by the Ruach one step at a time with every healing that He's given me or to my children. I didn't always know what was going on. I just was being led by His voice. And then I looked back and went, oh my goodness, thank you. I would have never have done some of the things if I had known how bad the situation was, or especially when I found out how bad the situation or the illness was, I would have been more scared to go back into the system to have it taken care of. But Father protected me, and He showed me and He led me. Our time is up today. Please join me again next week as I finish my testimony on how Yahweh healed me from low thyroidism. May your garments always be white, and let your head lack no shimmin. Shalom.
There's no time for my bride to postpone. Garments of linen, God to be sown. Learn how to make healing oils on your own. Grinding wheat.